what's happening, what's going on in Sharkland. This is Eric from the Shark School with another episode of Let's Talk Shark. Have you ever wondered why the movie Jaws was really so successful? I mulled that over for years and I really came to a conclusion. Of course, the movie as such triggered all the basic fears in us, but how come that such a rather poorly developed machine could create so much fear? I mean, everybody saw it, that thing was not real. Could it truly be that the fears that were triggered in people be so strong that it overshadowed the fact that that thing was not real? Must have, but I have a different idea. Of course, there is something else. What does normally happen when there is a monster movie or disaster movie in the theaters? We pretty quickly have some scientists on TV who talk about these disasters or even about these monsters, let's say Anaconda, that was one. So then all the herpetologists say, no, we don't get it, we'll get that long snakes and this and that. Of course, something similar happened in 1975 too, when Jaws was on the big screen. So what was it that these sharks experts said? Well, they basically confirmed the bullshit the movie started. You don't believe me? Well, I'll give you some ideas. Back in 1974, there was a scientific book produced by some of the so-called shark experts of that time. The editor of the book was a guy called H. David Baldrige. He was the head of the shark attack panel that was launched by the Navy in 1958, but disbanded in 1968 because these people were not successful in finding anything useful, like for example a repellent. One of the main reasons why the panel got created or funded. These guys collected all the incidents known and tried to analyze these incidents, which was, pretty naive what they did. So none of them considered to test some of these assumptions what they found out. No, it was all theoretical work. Anyway, so this Baldrige character felt the need to write a book with some of his colleagues entitled Shark Attack, a program of data reduction and analysis. Data reduction and analysis. Sounds good, right? Well, what was in there was less good. Some of it was pure garbage. You don't believe me? Well, let me read you some phrases. And I'm quoting here. I'm not making this up. And mind you, this book represented a scientific approach. It says in here, for example, it quickly responds with violently aggressive behavior. Or use their razor shark teeth as weapons, or result of aggressive behavior directed at the victim, or just when most sharks had their victims in a helpless situation, hello, irresistible for a hungry shark. Victims were struck violently and without warning. Bodies have essentially been skeletonized. So you tell me, were these guys nuts? Well, I guess so. But how can scientists, and that was what they considered themselves, write so much garbage? Because they believed in it. Why? Because they were all scared of sharks. What these people did was basically substantiate why they would not go in the water. Of course, because sharks are dangerous, that's why we cannot go in the water. When I first read that book, I nearly fell off my chair. There they were, the leading authorities in the field of sharks, spreading such crap. No wonder Jaws got so famous when the scientists of that time, who should have destroyed the false image, which was created by the movie, basically supported the idea that sharks are indeed dangerous. So if the general public is left hanging, what chance did the sharks have? None, zip, zilch, nada. When I first started in the early 90s at the University of Miami, I only wanted to do one thing, shark-human interaction, applied shark-human interaction. But it was a wake-up call because no one wanted to go in the water with me. Professors said, no, we don't do that. So all I always wanted to do, well, basically it was denied. That was pretty much a no-go. But when people tell me no, well, people who know me, it has the opposite effect. If they say no, well, I go for it. So you can imagine that many of my early colleagues did not really like my first shows on Discovery Channel or so, where I basically proved them wrong. I was in the water with bull sharks, white sharks, tiger sharks, and showed, hey, look, you can be in the water with these animals. So your opinion is likely wrong. It is mind-boggling how scientists who should be leaders in the society and open new doors can shut doors because they try to justify their own fear. Unbelievable, right? I'm very sure that if these people around this Baldrige character would have been open-minded, or a little bit open-minded, and done their research, we would not be in a situation we are in right now. The general public, thank God, starts to change with their opinion regarding sharks, and I see that more often, but there's still a large proportion of the society who still believes that sharks are dangerous. So yes, we blame Peter Benchley and Steven Spielberg, the director of the movie Jaws. But the folks we really should blame, to a large extent, are the scientists of the 70s, who were too afraid to go in the water. And if they would have done so, they would have realized these type of sharks that they thought exist, they're just fairy tale. But the sad story is, of course, that these people back when had their own students. And some of these students still do damage today. Can you imagine, 40 years later, we still have students of that generation who still go out there, being on the internet, be on television, and spread the same crap as the scientists of the 75. I quote an article here, published in Science Daily on May 27, 2010. It's not that long ago. And the article said, right below the title, and I quote here, "Shark attacks are most likely to occur on Sunday in less than 6 feet of water during a new moon and involve surfers wearing black and white bathing suits, a first of its kind study from the University of Florida suggests." Hello, University of Florida spreads so much garbage. So what, again, what should the general public think? Should they follow their own ideas and say, well, maybe they are not really dangerous, but if University of Florida suggests this is a fact, I mean, yeah, you start believing the scientists again. So, no, these are not scientists. These are charlatans. If that is not stupid, I don't know what is. So you can see that I still have to fight scientists who have more than just a wrongful idea about sharks. If these people could see the sharks with my eyes for a minute, these animals would have a much better and, more importantly, a more correct image. In a time where everybody sues everybody for defamation of character, slandering or whatever, how can we get away by slandering an animal group which ultimately leads to their destruction? This misinterpretation is largely the reason that the worldwide shark fisheries got away for so long. Some governments start to wake up, and I'm glad they did, but do we still have time to turn the rudder around? In the last 10 years, we killed about 1 billion sharks. These billion sharks had a function in the marine realm, and we just ignored it and slaughtered them. Taking away 1 billion top and super predators, there must be something that we cannot reverse anymore, because otherwise, nature do not just produce so many sharks and not need them. Sooner rather than later, we'll have to pay the price. And I'm not talking about 10 years from now, much, much earlier. If mankind survives, they likely will look back to us, my generation, and wonder, the same as I do, how could people be afraid about a movie monster? And wonder even more so that this film laid the basis for hate and ignorance towards sharks. Okay, that's it for today. Tune in again for another show of Let's Talk Shark. Have a great day. And if you meet a shark out there, have fun, enjoy the moment, and remember, it is a privilege to be among them.